Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. This is our 547th Blog Talk radio show. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter under Diva of Dole. We're also on iTunes and we also are on Spotify. Check us out. And with me tonight, I'm Mama Hooch and Marianne. You can find me at Twitter under at Mama Hooch. And we have the Diva Carrie with us tonight. Hi, Carrie.
Hello, and if you hear purring of Sutton on my lap, give my co-host, my beautiful Siamese cat, and you can find us on Twitter at Diva of Dole.
Okay, and I don't know if Jen's coming. She's not here yet, but maybe she'll speak up. And then there's Anna at Causey Hooch. We're not sure if she's going to be here tonight, so hopefully maybe they'll pop in or so. So did you get to watch the whole week, Carrie?
Oh, yeah.
It was a good week.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So we had a little, still feeling the effects of the drug biscuits. Everybody's kind of recovering from that. So you can start there. I know you probably want to talk about the Eric and Nicole shower sex or dream shower sex.
That was awesome. And holy hell. I mean,
yeah.
They almost went full Monty on Eric. That camera went loo.
Yeah, and they had this little bit of like blur. Just like I was trying to focus in there. And then Nicole,
yeah,
too.
Oh,
really?
Yeah, she
just
was
had her hand? Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think of that?
She had a handball on. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, we were wondering how much they were going to push it on TikTok.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she had a handball on.
You could see the whole outline.
Yeah.
You could just see the whole outline of her breast, really. Didn't leave too much to the imagination. So,
no.
Yeah. I guess that's the raciest shower scene. I mean, that we've seen. I know Tony and Anna had the first one back in the 80s, and for the 80s, I guess that was kind of, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
But this was really something. Hi, Jen. Jen's here.
Hello.
Hi.
So what do you think about the Eric Nicole shower scene?
Actually, I just got up to the LSD episode or whatever it was.
Oh, you missed it.
I haven't seen it yet.
Did you want to, you know, I guess it was they were both kind of dreaming about each other the way they did it. But it was, yeah, they showed, I guess a little bit, they keep showing more and more, so kind of like pushing the envelope. But it was pretty sexy.
Cool.
So, yeah. So what do you think about Eric and Nicole? Think that's
like
going to go
them,
anywhere?
Yeah. I hope so.
You do? Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's got chemistry
you, Carrie,
with EJ, but not like she's got with Greg Vaughn.
Oh.
Right.
Yeah.
They had great sex. They're fantasizing about each other in the shower, but Nicole's choosing to stay with EJ, and then Anna gave her, like Anna always does, gives everybody terrible relationship advice and told her to keep it a secret. And Sloan is okay with the fact that Eric had drug sex with Nicole and basically tells him she wants a bit of a commitment from him, and he's like, okay. And starts sticking up for her when Paulina started insulting her. And I'm like, what the hell is going on? You went from fantasizing about your ex in the shower to committing to your girlfriend that you just cheated on. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, they're just like trolling us at this point with Eric Cole.
Yeah.
And Sloane even asked him, what took you so long? Mm-hmm. You know, she was waiting for him and he was up, you know, doing his shower, but like taking forever because he was thinking of Nicole. So I don't know, are they trying to soften Sloane a little bit? And had Eric sticking up, Eric sticking up for her against Paulina. Because it all points to her doing that. Of course, we know she didn't do the drugging part. It was Talia. So I guess maybe she's behind everything. But we still don't know why. Anybody have any thoughts?
Yeah, what would her motive be?
What's her motive? Is she working for Sloane? Or somebody that knows Sloane? Like maybe Sloane's brother? Or maybe her mother's not really dead? I don't know. I don't know the commitment. I'm trying to figure out. So do you have any ideas, Carrie?
I have no idea. Why is a doctor getting hurt at a bakery and poisoning biscuits? That literally makes no sense.
Right. So she has to be, I mean, whoever's behind this, and maybe it isn't Sloane, because Sloane's the obvious one. So, I don't know. It'd be interesting. I haven't really saw any spoilers or just a couple of just those kind of ideas, so I don't really know where that's going. But then I heard she's leaving, or she's already gone, so I don't know how long she's going to be on.
Sloane or Talia?
No, Talia. Aww. But I heard Sloane's going, too, so they're all going at some point,
but
I heard Sloane was going, too.
But she's not filming, I guess. Must have done some kind of story. I don't know if it was Instagram or not, but someone was, remember, I think I sent it to you. Someone interpreted the script saying Sloane was asking Eric how the baby was doing. And this is in October.
Yes. And it's
so
in October.
So I don't think
they're probably still filming. Yeah. So that means, because they're 6 months ahead, so whatever they're filming now. So, yeah, that's with the script. So somebody had a baby. Now, is it an Eric's baby with Nicole, maybe? Or is it Eric's baby with Sloane? Or somebody else's baby? And then she just happened to be there and ask Eric, how's the baby? You know, maybe it has nothing to do with either one of them. So I don't know. Yeah, I think that was Jason, wasn't it? Jason 47 or something. Somebody sent it to him, some kind of script or something. Yeah, okay, I remember now. So, I don't know.
I'm trying to remember if Marcus had any enemies. I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, and then going back to the advice where we had Tony and Anna back. And Tony was talking, Nicole confided in Anna about what she did. You know, she's feeling guilty about it, but she wants to tell EJ, which do you think EJ would understand if she would just tell him it happened when I was drugged?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know. But Anna's telling her to keep quiet. And then EJ's ranting on and on to Tony that he overheard Nicole saying something that made him suspicious that she was with someone, but yet he didn't know exactly what it was. So Tony's trying to say, well, you don't know. You can't, you know, do you know exactly? Or don't jump to conclusion. It could be something as simple. She's planning you a surprise party or something.
Yeah.
So, and then Tony was giving him advice, which was really good. He, like, softened his tone and saying that just ask yourself, is she happy? And do you make her happy? And, like, do I want it something about, you don't have to know every detail. Like he says, I don't want to know every detail about Anna. Like, I don't want to know how many drinks she laid back. Just, you know, if I knew that, it might make me upset. Or she bought this lamp, but I don't want to know how much she paid for it because that would make me angry and that could cause a conflict. Like, so he was saying, you don't, you know, there's some things you can keep secret or can't keep from each other.
Some things you don't need to know.
Don't need to know. Yeah, so I thought that was whoever wrote that must have been married for like 40 years or something. I don't know. But I don't think any of those writers are. I don't know. So, but that's really true. So, so those, it was good to see Tony and Anna back. They just kind of bring that extra spark.
Yeah.
You know, when, yeah. Oh, and then they did have a couple, they did have a little scene together, both of them, where I guess Cook made something that Tony knew Anna didn't like. So he requested Cook to make something that she liked. So he told her. So, yeah, so that was a little thing between them. And so that's about what their story was. And I do know they're supposed to be on five, like they have like five shows next month. In May, I think we see them. That's coming up. But, that, of course, that's something that they filmed I don't know how long ago. But as of now, they're not doing anything right now. So I don't know. So hopefully they'll bring them on board. So, okay. Anything else? Anybody can remember about the drug? There's a couple other things. Do you guys remember? Gabby and Lee.
Johnny.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm going to talk about Johnny Chanel.
Yeah, go ahead.
With Johnny proposing to Chanel and Wendy getting mad and off to Seattle to go see Tripp. Yeah, but I'm all for Johnny and Chanel, so I was cool with it. They're so cute. I'm sorry.
They are cute. And I did, when I talked to, was talking to Carson and about how I really liked them and Chanel. And he says, then stay tuned because you'll probably like what's coming up. Of course, he didn't go into detail. So, yeah, so that's what he did tell me that. So now how far ahead he was talking about, like if it's something recent, you know, coming up or like further down the line. But So that's still, I took that to be as like something in the works there for them. So that was good to know. And he is so, I have to say, he's so cute. seems like more quiet than Johnny. He's not that brash, like you know how Johnny is. Yeah. Just like it's different. It's funny that, yes, he's not like that. He's very, very, it's funny how they're all kind of different on you know, but I just kind of noticed that about him. So, anyway. Oh, and then we had Lee and Gabby, which how everybody like, I like the way the actor has softened his character.
Yeah.
And he's done like a complete 180. Just with his face and just with his facial expressions, you know how he used to get that little shitty grin on his face and his eyes would get all...
Yeah.
And now he's like tears and just that softness on his face is like, because like he really loves Gabby and like she was still feeling the, you know, effects of that and thinking he was Stefan and he could have went to bed with her.
Yep,
but he didn't take advantage of her. But he didn't and he basically let her go. And say, you know, go ahead, you know, just go to Steph. And, of course, she's not getting her shares, but she doesn't seem to care, although she did try to ask. She asked him, and he said, not a chance. So, but I like how they're trying to – and Gabby kind of even felt sorry for him.
Yeah.
So does anybody think they might gravitate back to each other?
I don't know.
No? Mm-hmm. I do like.
I'm thinking maybe
Stephanie
him and
Gabby.
Trask would be good.
Oh yeah. Oh, did anybody see the scenes with Trask and Stefan?
Oh. She
what
let
you
him
think
have
of that?
It.
But did we not see a softer side of Trask too?
Yes.
Yeah. That was nice.
Yeah. 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 She really liked him, but she knew, you know, because she said, "Go be with your girlfriend," or "Go be with Gabby."
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
So
I'm
him
sure.
And, yeah.
Do you think the writing is improved or is the acting improved? Because I was kind of texting Doc about that too. I thought Lee, the actor, was improving because he was a little bit too still.
Mm-hmm.
And he really did seem upset that, you know, he was giving up on Gabby and Gabby was leaving to be with Stefan. He really did seem upset. And, yeah, I mean, I didn't think Melinda was a bad actress at all, but we just, she's always been kind of one note other than the time where Kristen killed her daughter.
Yeah.
Right.
But,
yeah.
Yeah, but it's nice to get them more involved with the cast instead of her just being,
yeah,
you know, just
something besides the lawyer, you know?
Yeah, it was nice, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. And so Gabby and Stefan got back together, and they have this idea. They came back where EJ was there with Nicole and Tony and Anna and more or less announced that they're moving back into the mansion. So there's probably going to be more conflict with Stefan and EJ.
Yeah.
But now we have another sister back, Megan, and then Megan and Kristen meet up in prison. So, Carrie, you thought did you like their scenes? You said something about you to watch them.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they were great. They were bouncing off of each other and challenging each other, and it was funny. Kristen was willing to throw her sister under the bus to try to get out of prison sooner. I thought that was great.
Yeah, trying to call Brady. Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. They're kind of alike, even though they never really knew each other, right? Because Megan was dead before Kristen came into the picture, I guess, if I'm thinking right. Although, didn't they act like they knew each other? Was there a line or something that they said about growing up? But
well,
I don't know.
Stefano took Kristen and Peter after, I guess, he killed their parents. So he raised them as kids.
Okay, so we just
off-screen.
Never saw them. Yeah, we didn't see that backstory. We only saw Kristen come onto the scene like she was older.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know if I ever fully understood how that worked, but it sounded like Megan was around at that time or something. I don't know. I just kind of caught that. Yeah. So anyway, then we have that other storyline where, so now Megan knows that it's Bo. We have Hope and Harris and Chad and Stephanie over there looking for Steve and Kayla, and they're trying to go to all these houses. They think that Victor, because all of a sudden, after Stephanie couldn't hear anything, she remembers hearing Victor. You know,
under hypnosis.
And they were, yes. Oh, that's right. She did go under hypnosis with Marlena. So they're thinking, oh, well, they tried to look at all the properties that he owned, you know. So then what was it? Chad and Stephanie went to these different warehouse or something, and then Thomas Banks, what did everybody think of? I guess they had Eileen come back to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I guess it was Eileen, right, on Beyond Salem that was Thomas Banks? Yeah, Stacy never did him, right?
Yeah.
So, because that's who Megan said was the one that kidnapped Kayla off the island originally. So, but he's telling Stephanie and that no, he didn't do it, and he has this valid alibi. And so, go ahead.
Can I ask you guys a question? The guy in the pub, the owner of the pub, where Hope and Harris were, is that Joe Caplos?
I think I read that that's who that was. The last name again? Say the last name.
Caplos.
I think so. Because I was reading.
He was in Breakfast Club.
Him. Oh. Yes, he was the janitor in Breakfast Club. I kept thinking, this guy looks and sounds, because I've watched that movie so many times, but he's like thinner there, younger, much younger and thinner, but that's who that was.
He also played in Forever Night, which was a good show.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen him in different things.
Yeah.
But and that's when they, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
When I heard the name and then somebody brought, said, oh, well, he was the janitor in Breakfast Club. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
And did any of you see the movie Stick It?
Mm-mm.
He's in that too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he put his real dirt bag in that though.
Oh, okay. Well, we have and Harrison Hope. Oh, well, we did have what? Harris Runs Into Beau.
Oh.
That kind of was, yeah, Harris Runs Into Beau because he goes to the childhood home and there's Beau and Beau convinces him, like, he doesn't want to go back with Hope. He says, you know, he wants to start this new life. Just go back to Hope. You're getting involved with her. Just tell her that you never saw me. So Harris is struggling with that, like whether should I keep this a secret or not, or shouldn't I? And you think that he's going to because Hope's there. But before Hope leaves, he finally just tells her, go to you'll know. Just go to his childhood home. You know, he didn't tell her why. He said, just go there. So, so in the meantime, we have, Beau took Kayla and put her in this Titan. Obviously, Titan has some kind of laboratory in Greece. That's
everyone's
a new
got
one.
A lab.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
I
know. Don't the mirrors have these, like, scientific labs? I didn't know Titan had one in Greece. Well, whatever.
I mean, he's an importer-exporter slash mobster who owns a few fashion magazines. I don't.
Yeah.
He's
never heard
lab.
Of a lab. Yeah. But apparently he does now. So he takes Kayla there and gives her all her supplies and wants her to make that serum so he can get young again. And so, but then Stephanie and Chad come upon her and they break in and she almost hits them and whatever. So they're like reunited. So then we have Hope. Oh yeah. In the meantime, Andrew comes to talk to Megan and says, you know, we know it's not Thomas Banks. We checked out his alibi. And I'm going to get you out of Statesville and send you back to wherever. So she comes clean and says it's Beau. And then what, she tries to call Harris because she wants Harris to get Hope out of there. So Hope doesn't know. And Harris tells her it's too late. He already told her. Mm-hmm. And what, did it end Friday then? That was the ending? Beau coming through the door, and Hope turns around and sees him.
Did you catch what Thomas Banks' alibi was?
No.
He was at an orgy.
Oh, God.
An orgy. I thought it was like a strip club or something. I thought, yeah, an orgy. Okay.
Like, really?
Yeah. I know. I was going to say, him? When she was showing that cough, he looked at him. You could see him go, ugh.
Yeah.
He saw this picture. She says, was it this guy? He said, oh, no. What's it that guy?
What was with that family? Okay, there's a nun. There was Penelope, who was out of her mind, Susan, and Thomas was just whacked.
Whacked, yeah.
Was there any sane member of that family besides Mary Moya?
So. Yeah. And I said, Eileen, like, she makes an ugly man. You know how, like, sometimes, I'll tell you. Yeah. So I don't know. It was on because I listened to an interview with Peter and Christian, and they more or less said there's some kind of cliffhanger, and it's not over, but it doesn't give us the ending. I don't think that we were expecting.
Cool.
So I think there's, like, it leaves you hanging, which means maybe they'll be back again. that's kind of what I took from that. I don't know, Carrie, did you?
Yeah, I heard something
about that interview.
Yeah, there's something about cliffhanger. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not like the payoff like people thinking it's going to be. So, I don't know. Okay, what else? And then we had something with Alex and Marlena. Does anybody remember what all that was? He wanted to be hypnotized. No. What was he complaining about?
Maggie.
Anybody remember? Was it Maggie?
No, it was Kayla was alive, and Stephanie's the love of his life, and I think he was looking to talk about Stephanie.
That it was going back to the whole thing he did with the phone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he slept with like 10 women since the Stephanie thing. So.
Oh, I know. He has. He's really a player. He's a man.
He's a male ho.
Yeah,
what he is.
He had Ally Chanel and Gwen since then, and it's only been a couple months.
He started out with Sloan. That's where we saw him with Sloan. That's how that character got introduced. Both of them, Alex and Sloan. So, let's see. Oh, anybody like Xander and Chloe? Kind of like
some chemistry.
I like them.
Yeah.
I like him because he's giving Chloe a personality. She's lightening up. She's actually being funny. And like whenever she was with Brady, she was Debbie Downer. And that doesn't interest me. So it's giving her a spark. No, I thought they were kind of cute. Oh, and they're moving in together.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, it's not something.
Oh, they are? Okay.
Yeah, they're moving in
together.
They've
been playing darts. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's a
damn. That went fast.
That went fast. Yeah. Something about Xander too looks. I mean, like how they, tease off each other. So.
Yeah. I liked him and Gwen though.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. So, what was there anything with Gwen? Gwen and Leo? Anything with Gwen and Leo? What's going on there? Or is Leo up to any? Was he up to no good this week? Can't think.
I don't know what's being on.
Is there anything new? Yeah, he usually is, but I didn't know if there's anything new that he's plotting. We do have Roman came back from Ireland.
Oh.
And he came to see John, and he was there. Marlena comes walking out, and he looks like he saw a ghost.
Oh, man.
So they had to explain everything to him that his sister's alive, Kayla's alive, but of course Kate didn't make it. So they say. So I don't know, but because he spread her ashes, or supposedly, are they her ashes?
No.
So, I still can't see Bo shooting Kate. So I don't know what he did to her, put her somewhere. Any ideas? Where she's at? Is she on that poor island alone, or
probably?
What did he do with her? So I don't know. We have her.
Where's Dr.
and Brady?
Ralph? That's what I want to know.
He got out of there. And we have still Brady and Kristen battling about seeing Rachel. He's threatened her. I'm not seeing Rachel. We haven't. Oh, she wasn't on this week, Rachel. She hasn't hijacked an Uber or anything lately.
Yeah.
Jeez. Let's see. Oh, and then we had, we kind of a little bit with Rafe. Rafe was kind of explaining to Abe that he came on to Jada. But Jada told him, but that was when he was, drugged and saw stupid Duke the bear or whatever.
Ugh.
And he kissed Jada. Although, Rafe was at his best when he's drugged. He's a little funny, a little animated, a little more fun. They need to drug his food a little more often.
Yeah.
I don't know. Don't care for more. I don't care for him with Jada, but I don't know really who I really ever really liked him with. I don't know, maybe Kate. Sammy. Maybe. He's pretty good with Sammy. I don't know. So we have EJ and Nicole. I do like EJ and Nicole.
Yeah.
I do like them together. I don't know, do you think if Sammy would come back? Would he go to Sammy? Because, you know, with this actor, we didn't really get much of Sammy and EJ with
the
new
AJ. Don't know how they would work together.
If that was done for a reason, because they wanted to try to match EJ, this EJ up with somebody else, I don't know. So I guess we'll see. I don't know. If Sammy, anybody ever hear if Allison Sweeney's coming back? I haven't heard.
I haven't heard anything.
No.
I haven't heard either. Her IG posts are pretty much her filming or her kids. So,
okay.
Yeah, she's definitely not posting anything about Days. No.
Days, yeah. Well, maybe that's, you know, those things are gone. I don't know. Is the Victor tribute or is it Victor passing away? I wonder if that's, is that coming up soon? I don't know. Because they did mention Victor in that letter.
They're mentioning him a lot lately.
Yeah, and it's been 6 months since his death, so you would think it's... Well, first you had to, you know, think of a storyline, write it up, so...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's about 6 months.
I hope
I
do him justice.
Yeah.
I did see a spoiler that somehow he puts Alex in charge, or somehow it's in a will, his will, that supposedly Alex does take over Titan.
Oh,
that's just something I heard. I heard on a fan site or something. So I don't know if that's true or not. Some things
just
I hear turn out to be true, and some don't. So yeah, people with our wild speculations, you know. And then there's something out there that's an adult on the show finds out that the father they thought was their father isn't. So I don't know who that is. I don't know. Will Bo now find out, which doesn't make sense, that Victor really isn't his father, but it was Sean Brady? But yet we have Carolyn yelling at him, don't shoot, he's your father.
Yeah.
So, unless she just said that. So, I don't know.
Did they definitely say with the guy?
No, they didn't say. They just said an adult. Yeah, like it's an adult. They didn't say man or woman. So...
Oh no. I hope they're not going to make Andrew Victor's.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know why they would. Yeah, because I don't know why they go there, because Kimberly's not even on, unless they would bring her back. And she,
yeah.
I don't know. Well, that could be too. I don't know.
Yeah, because that
could
was
be,
a big point
on this show, it could be anybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, it could be anybody.
Kerry could turn out to be Tony's. You never know.
It could be, yeah. Who knows, yeah. That's the thing, Tony and Anna never, all those Demira kids out there, Tony never had, you know, Tony or Andre. Yeah. That we know of, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, I remember one time we were all hoping EJ was, which would have made more sense than Stefano and Susan, but
that's
whatever.
True.
Oh. All right. Is there anybody? I don't think there's any Maggie today. Was there Maggie, Alex, and Stephanie, and now Chanel? It's just the whole thing with the whole drugging thing. Paulina going.
Yeah.
Paulina's losing it. You know, she's really stuck on Sloan being went after Sloan.
Somebody's gaslighting her.
Yeah. Anybody have anything new coming up or any? I think there was previews out there, right? I think, Carrie, you posted the previews. Bo and Hope. Forget what was in them.
Well, I can't remember what was in it either. I have to rewatch it.
Yeah, it wasn't just Bo and Hope. There was somebody, something else was going on with someone. it doesn't take much for it to go, like, I watch it and then it goes out of my head. So.
Yeah, unless it's really good, I only watch it once. If it's really good, I'll watch it a couple times. Yeah,
I honestly,
I
can't remember. I just remember right at the beginning, it's Bo and Hope, and then, oh, isn't it at the end? Like, is he holding a gun on Hope? And he
something? And they're at a cliff.
Yeah, like he's going to kill her or push her over or something.
Yeah,
maybe,
and
that's
then,
the cliffhanger.
Yeah, and then she's like begging him, and he seems like he snaps out of it and calls her fancy face. Yeah, that's what happened.
Oh. And maybe she goes over the cliff. I don't know. She said it was a cliffhanger. So,
oh, yeah, there's a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it was in the end. But I'm thinking it was another storyline, too, but I can't remember. Something in between that. But, yeah. I don't know. That's all I got, unless I'm trying to think. Who else? Xander, Chloe. Yeah, Gwen and Gleo, I don't think they were up to anything. I don't know. I know they're trying to make Leo a lot more likable now.
Yeah, they're doing a good job.
Yeah. But now these people they say that are going to be leaving, I don't know who all is going to come on, but let go. So I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, the ones that they say are leaving. So. Oh, well, I'm doing the same thing.
Long day.
Trying to think anything else. I was just going to say that the event I went to last week was really nice. I never went to anything like that, except they just had a little bit too many people. Because it was supposed to be a more intimate event, but that was the biggest sellout. I mean, the biggest one that they ever had, the biggest demand, I guess.
Oh.
So they did let a little bit more people in instead of cutting them off like they usually do. But it was not. I mean, it was nice. And they had a really good lineup of actors, and that's who they had was a good. That's I can see why people turned out for it. So, but yeah, it was fun. So
I wish
for the,
they would
do
more of those things.
Yeah, they put a lot of their time, and it's really, like, long and exhausting, autographing, smiling for pictures constantly, for all those, for everybody, but that's nice. So. And Eric Martzoff is at almost every one of them. I told him he's a good ambassador for days.
Yeah.
So he is. He has a really, really good rapport with the fans. He's really good with everybody. I mean, he gets out there and mingles with everybody.
That's good.
So, yeah. Well, they all did. They were all very personable. Anyway, so I guess that's all I got. I don't know. Anything else? Anything can remember or not? The Pirates are winning. They went again tonight. Going like, I hope this isn't just another fluke, but I don't know. They have a pretty exciting team, young, and these kind of, they're all kind of gelling together.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I like the fact they got McCutcheon back.
He's a big factor, and it's like some of these younger ones. I mean, they're just hitting. Their offense is really good. They've just been hitting and defense. I mean, the pitching is coming through too. So,
yeah.
I don't know.
If the Mets don't win, I want a small market team to win it all.
Yeah.
Like the Pirates.
Yeah. But they've been making it fun lately. So I'm going to we're going to the game tomorrow. So while they beat three in a row here, Cincinnati, tomorrow's the last game. So oh gosh.
Ooh, okay.
You know, maybe they'll sweep them. I don't know.
Hey, you never know.
Yep, take your broom, Eric.
Yeah,
take a broom.
Yeah, that's what I told my daughter. Take a broom because she's coming in too for it. But, yeah, the park is like they've done a lot of improvements there. big new scoreboards. The sound system you can actually hear, because you can never hear at all. That sound system was bad. So, yeah, they've made improvements. So, anyway, since the Pens are out, so I'm going to go to the Pirates.
Right.
See what they can do. Yeah.
Got my fingers crossed for you.
Yeah. All right.
Well, okay.
Have a good rest of the night and tomorrow.
Yep.
See you next week.
Have a good week,
all
ladies.
Right. Okay,
good
you
night.
Too. Uh-huh.
Right.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.